I'm JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
It's only 1%, but there's a bit of a theme going here, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, Mike. This is the global dairy trade update, and we've got another small decline in the headline global dairy trade price index. So 1% fall in the index, and I do think we have to just look at the context here. So you look at the history, we had a bit of a groundswell in the index that started as we came out of that sort of peak COVID interruption last year. And at that stage, your global dairy trade index was sitting around 900. And bar a bit of a dip in June, July 2020, there was a steady rise culminating that sharp spike in early March this year when the price index peaked at 1,346. Since then, though, the price has slowly but quite steadily weakened off, and the headline index now at 1,167. So that's a 13% decline. Now, I think context is important because that's still well above where we spent most of the time from sort of 2016 to 2020. But there's starting to be not a lack of demand, but just kind of like just not enough demand at the auctions itself. And Fonterra's also been reducing volumes offered through the auctions as well. So look at the auction headline price index. It's really following the fortunes of whole milk powder. I mean, that peaked at just over $4,300 per metric tonne in early March, fell a bit, stabilised. But since May, very clear downward trend in that commodity. So it's now at an average price of just under $3,600 per metric tonne. So that's a 17.5% fall. So that really explains the fall in the overall index. Now, at the last auction, we started postulating around the increase around the world of the Delta variant, you know, putting some nervousness into commodity markets, slowing growth. You know, maybe that's still relevant, but I think there could be, we're going to have to do a little bit more thinking about whether there is anything else going on. The monthly global dairy update suggests global demand is still strong. So we've sort of got to figure out why the disconnect, if that's the case, why the disconnect between that and what we're seeing through the global dairy trade auction.
And then Adrian's back.
Yeah, Mike, just when you thought it was safe to get out there in the housing market, more levers are going to be pulled. So media, what's going on here? Media release from the RBNZ yesterday. So there's now an updated memorandum of understanding on macroprudential policy between the Reserve Bank and the Minister of Finance. And the bottom line is that the Reserve Bank is going to enter consultation on ways to tighten mortgage lending standards. Now, there's a conundrum here that I'll explain shortly, but the bank's worried about recent borrowers who've committed to loans with high loan-to-valuation ratio or high debt-to-income ratios. So while the RBE has made adjustments to those LVRs, as far as they're concerned, they haven't seen a sufficient reduction in risky lending. So they're going to consult with market participants on further restrictions on high LVR lending or loan-to-valuation lending. So the crux, I suppose, the plan is to reduce the amount of high LVR lending, which is defined as above 80% of the value of the house, from 20% of all lending, which is the current level, this is per institution, to 10%. So they're going to halve it. Doesn't quite stop there, though, Mike. There's a view to introduce that in October 21, but they're also going to be looking at debt-to-income ratios. And here's one we haven't talked about before as well. They're also going to talk about interest rate floors. So when they look at your debt serviceability, they will only do that down to a certain interest rate, and they won't look below that. It feels to me like they need to do a little bit more work on the potential impact on first home buyers, Mike, because I think consultation is important here. I would point out that the memorandum is specific, is that they do have to try and avoid negative impacts on first home buyers. The complication we have here, of course, is that you've got inflation spiking up, you've got frothy housing market, you've got the update on the labour market today, where, you know, it's potentially we will have arrived at maximum sustainable employment. So they're probably going to have to put interest rates up. So they're almost worried about where they're going to go themselves,
right?
Essentially.
Interesting times. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones up over 35,000 again, 35,049, up 212 points. There you go. S&P 500, 4412, up 25. The Nasdaq, 14,729, up 48. FTSE 100 up 24, about 0.3%, 7105. The Nikkei 27,641, they lost 139 yesterday, about 0.5%. Shanghai Composite down 16, 3447. The ASX 200 lost 17 points yesterday, closing at 7474. And the NZX 50 relatively unchanged, down 2 points, 12,700 on the nose. On the currencies, the Kiwi dollar, 0.7006 against the US, 0.9479 Aussie, 0.5904 Euro, 0.5036 pounds, 76.45 yen. Gold, $1,810.20. Brent crude, $72.37.
Yeah, but fantastic day. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.